And welcome back to WSHIT's continuing coverage of the Sunny Balls Youth Baseball Festival. And we're just tickled in our pickle house to have local favorites, the Crabapple Crawlers, representing the Crabapple Township. Let's go live now down to the waterfront, where our local lady on the scene is catching up with some youngsters getting their faces painted. How's it going down there?
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're great, zombie.
I like turtles.
Good times.
I like turtles.
Good times.
I like turtles.
Good times.
I like turtles.
Couldn't agree with you more, Jonathan. Who doesn't like turtles? We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break,
you too can embarrass all your family and friends.
That's right.
Find out what it's like to be really lonely. Come on the commercial break. Find out what kind of depression Chrissy and Brian have truly been in. Come on the commercial break. Don't listen to those other commercial breaks. You might actually get noticed. You want a good review? Go on the other commercial break.
Yes.
You never want to get another job again? Go on the commercial break.
Correct.
Lifestyles of the Rich in Podcasting.
Damn, that thing's quick as hell, though.
Damn. That thing's quick as hell. Hey, did we get a crappy image of him?
No, sorry, guys. We didn't. I failed again. What do you say? Give me guys another chance.
I don't know. This is the 343rd episode, 339 of which we've seen Bigfoot. You haven't managed to capture one image of him.
I know, but I'm trying real hard. I'm just a little slow. I ain't as fast as Bubba here. I don't have the pure speed of 440 pounds moving behind me.
Okay, I guess we'll give you one more chance.
Yeah, one more.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I really need this job. You know, Betty's pregnant again.
The next episode of the commercial break starts now.
Brian, this is Chrissy, and
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there, my podcast universe friends. Welcome back to the commercial break. We have an exciting episode on deck for you today, so let's not waste a second of time and get right to it. But before we get to the meat and the potatoes of the show, as I like to say, I'd like to let you know that I just read that Harrison Ford has injured himself on yet another set.
What?
At 75 years old. You'd think that this guy, like, let the stunt guys take over at this point, right?
No, he wants none of that.
He wants none of it. He's like
I'm going to be
he's
hurt.
He's a man's man.
I'm going to be hurt doing what I love
doing. He's like, I'm going to scrundle slap the shit out of this stunt. Could you mind if I take my balls out while I do this stunt?
Best to you, Harrison Ford.
Best to you, Harrison Ford. And the stunt coordinator's like, well, your balls were already hanging out of the bottom of your pants, so might as well.
He's definitely a candidate for the tea tasting.
The tea taster. what do you call it? The DD canter.
The DD
canter. Which took a lot of people a while to get. They were like, what is the DD? And I'm like, don't you get it? Like the DD. Look at my glasses. Hey, everybody. Look at the course of egg. You dingus.
Folly world. Folly
today we're talking
world.
About pranes.
That's
sorry,
your
folks.
Stunt.
George is closed.
That's your stunt.
That's my stunt. I can wear my glasses like this. This is why I need new glasses from the fucking online glasses company who decides to lose my glasses. They decide to use the world's worst delivery system to deliver. And they're an online delivery company. That's what they do. Yeah. I won't mention the name because they might be a sponsor coming up. But I bought the glasses online. I actually went to the store to try them on, but then I bought them. Look at my. This is ridiculous. Hey, everybody. So I decide to use them out of convenience. I'm like, okay, I'll go get the.
I think just your side is up on the over the mic headphone.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
There.
But they're uncomfortable under okay. here. That's why I needed new glasses. Yes. So I go, I get the prescription. Then I.
Can you just use a monocle?
Hey.
Welcome to the commercial break.
You'll be ready for fortune and fame when the commercial break comes to your town.
I think you should be a monocle.
Are you looking for six additional friends? Come on the commercial break. Nothing will stop you now. You'll literally be not famous. You'll literally be less famous than you were before. Are you ready to get ignored at parties?
Mention
come on the commercial. Mention you're with a commercial break. It'll go over like a wet fart in church. The commercial break says don't let anything stop them. Look at them here. In the 1982 Volkswagen wagon. It's not a car, it's a wagon.
It's the lifestyle.
They're being pulled to the next live event. A meet and greet at the oil change.
That reminds me of radio when I used to do the remotes. I went out to some remotes.
Cam and I got so fucking excited because we were doing that damn stupid show in the middle of the night that no one was supposed to know about. But then all of a sudden when they needed us to do something, then all of a sudden the show was a big hit and that we all needed to be there.
Yes.
So we brought these real radio station ratings from it only reached 10,000 people total, but we had like 400 listeners to like 6,000 listeners. And we were so excited about this, but they refused to even acknowledge that we were on air. I told you this story. I don't want to bore you. But one time they came to us and they said, we have a remote buy. And we were like, a remote buy? And they're like, yeah, they want you to come out and do the show live from this place. And we were so excited. And they paid us, $1,000 a piece. It was a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
At the time, at least, I felt like, $1,000 a piece, that was like world-changing money, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm sorry, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and watch me adjust my glasses the entire show. Sorry. It's so fucking stupid.
So I need a monocle.
I know. and so they give us the information. We're supposed to be there at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning. It is oh my God. And at that time in my life, I was going to bed at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning, not getting up for shit.
We were hanging out dancing in your living room till
5. Yeah. And then going to bed and waking up at, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yes.
If we got up before 2 p.m., we thought that was a good day. I was like, wow.
We get at the pool
look
now.
Look at all these people.
There's sunlight
people
left.
People are up right now at 2 p.m.? Jeez.
There's sunlight left.
Yeah. How did these people get to the pool before us? It's only 4:15. The clubs don't open till 10. So we had the information for this remote, what they call the remote, which is you show up with a bunch
broadcast.
Of equipment, the remote broadcast. You show up and you bring up, someone brings up equipment, you set up and you do live, and then people get supposed to get excited and, surround you and, oh my God, the radio stars. The fucking Jiffy Lube on Old National Highway down by the racetrack. On a race weekend, but it wasn't a NASCAR race weekend. It was like Billy Bubbs, crash and burn crash weekend. So people were going in and out of the Jiffy Lube, and we were trying to get them to stop to talk to us. And they were like, no, sorry, man, I ain't got no time for that. weirdo. Did you see that city slickster trying to get me to stop? What did he have in his hand? I think it was a penis. No, honey, that was a microphone. Well, it looked like a penis. I'm not going to talk to it. I'm not going to talk to anybody's penis.
Oh, those my remotes. God. Yeah. I did some Harley Davidson remotes, which were very interesting.
Yeah.
Bunches of them. Tire World, different things.
Radio, while being the most popular form of communication in the entire world, still is to this day. Reaches more people on a daily basis than any other form. Television, streaming, cell phones, podcasts. I mean, podcasts don't reach a tenth of the audience that radio does, but still to this day, the most popular format, and still cannot figure out for the life of themselves how to fucking treat someone who creates content.
That's true.
They just piss all over them. Mm-hmm. You'll be there today, you'll leave tomorrow. They don't give a shit.
Slave labor.
It's slave. Yeah. Even the most famous, I mean, besides like Ryan Seacrest and Rush Limbaugh and stuff like that, the most famous of these local broadcasters mm-hmm. gets pissed on. That's what they do. Yeah. Because all of the executives want to do is keep their jobs. All they care about is getting another fat fucking paycheck. So if you going home because, you know, you said a slime, you know, you said a little thing wrong or the ratings went down by half a point, guess what? You go home mm-hmm. and I get to keep my job because I just blame it on you. Ah, it's the content creators. Yeah. It's not me. It's not the way I'm running the radio station. Yeah. Clearly not. Clearly. Man, did we have some bozos running those radio stations. Oh. Including myself. Just letting you know.
You were a manager.
I was a manager. I was an executive at one of the stations one time. Remember when they put me in charge of the rock station? I was like, what? What do you what? You want me in charge of the rock station? I don't think so. Anyway, so tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can find all the show notes, read more about Chrissy and I, listen to the entire audio library, watch the entire video library, all from the convenience of your home. You do not have to leave home in order to see. You don't have to go anywhere in order to see us or listen to us. Just go to tcbpodcast.com. Hit us up, info@tcbpodcast.com. We love it when people send us content suggestions. You want to hear something, you have an opinion on how the show's going, you'd like to hear something different, hear something more, whatever it is. You want more of us, less of us? info@tcbpodcast.com. Let us know. If you would like your chance to win $500 on July 7th, this is what you need to do. You need to go to @thecommercialbreak on Instagram, @thecommercialbreak. Find the $500 giveaway post that we made. It was probably about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's find about it. Yeah. Seven down. Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, seven from down, the eight down. Yeah, go seven down. Yeah. Seven down and to the left. Seven down vertically and then to the left three. And you'll find that post. And then you comment on that post about your favorite episode. Leave a line from your favorite episode. Give us an opinion about your favorite episode. Tag a friend. Follow us. You are in the running. And then you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And you can do the same thing. We know you can't tag a friend, but you can subscribe to the channel. Leave a comment under your favorite episode. You will be entered to win $500 in the gift card of your choice on July 7th. And if you so choose, you too can embarrass all your family and friends.
That's right.
Find out what it's like to be really lonely. Come on the commercial break. Find out what kind of depression Chrissy and Brian have truly been in. Come on the commercial break. Don't listen to those other commercial breaks. You might actually get noticed. You want a good review? Go on the other commercial break.
Yes.
You never want to get another job again? Go on the commercial break.
Correct.
Lifestyles of the Rich in Podcasting.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, here's what we did last Friday. We went into the world of the creature features.
Yes.
We basically found some some highly entertaining programming going on Destination America.
John Popper.
John Popper and the Pawpaw Trees. Is that John? Is it a skinny John Popper or is it a green lit Bigfoot? We don't know.
I mean, the most classic of it is really when he's like, I'm going to play this tune and it soothes.
It soothes the Bigfoot. It calms the Bigfoot.
Why you wanna give it a run?
Why you wanna give it a run around? Is it a surefire to speed me up? All you wanna do is slow me down. I got a bum that's here to what I say, and I got some news for you. You say my best gone bad no matter what I say, and there ain't a whole lot that you can do.
That was good.
You know that.
It's catchy.
I used to sing that. I could sing that back and forth.
It is catchy.
I used to be able to sing that back and forth. It was a song I learned how to play on guitar. It was a neat party trick. Is that me and all of, you know, me and my this buddy that I lived in this cocaine den, basically, we would like play the, you know, okay, do it
I
again.
Learned it. Yeah, I learned it.
I'd be reading the lyrics and I'd be like, and I got something to do, and I got some news for you. You see, my ship's going to sail no matter what you drop, and there ain't a whole lot that you can do. And then we do that, and then we go to a party all fucked up too, yeah. And we'd be like, do you bring a guitar?
Do you have a guitar?
Are you ready? Are you ready to make a big performance? I remember one time we got to a party, and there was like 20 people gathered in a room, and we were playing guitar because... You know, we were all high and we were afraid of being actually in the party. So we retired to the corner of a bedroom. Uh-huh. And then people started gathering in the bedroom and we played Runaround over again. And those people finished up in just as high because they were like, wow.
Hey, everyone, come back and listen to these guys. Hey. They've got a futon pulled out.
Yeah. They're hiding under the covers with a flashlight playing Runaround from Blues Traveler. They're doing it for the fourth time. I swear to God, we played that song 12 times at one party. People were just standing there like mesmerized. They were like, wow, you guys got that song down pat. What did he say in that one time? And I'll do it again. Yeah. I'll do it again. Start from the top, Brian. His name was Brian, too. It was Brian and Brian.
Brian.
We thought we were going to be famous. Yeah, we started pawning our guitars for cocaine. You know how it goes. Yeah, sure. You got that crack addiction. You start pawning your guitar. You're no longer in the band. Well, you were in the band until you lost your guitar.
And then you got a manager job at the radio station.
Yeah, I think I was working at the Chili's at the time. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I used to be a hot mess.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're a hot mess. Yeah. That's what happens. Yep. Sometimes you're a hot mess. So we started talking about creature features. We started talking about Bigfoot, the show on Destination America, where every single time out of the gate, they see Bigfoot. Uh-huh. But the camera never managed to capture an image of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Well, we are here to remedy that situation by walking you through the audio version of this show and show you all of the wisdom that's about to be dropped. Clearly, Bigfoot is out there because he's been captured on this television show. We just don't know about it as the general public because, you know, mainstream media, lamestream media and all
that's
that.
That's right. Radical left.
Huffington Post won't report on this. Leave it up to Destination America.
To break it wide open.
There are many different types of creatures that these guys are after. Mainly some version of the Bigfoot. But there's lots of different names for them. It's not just Bigfoot. It's, you know, Thunderfoot and Firecrotch and the Pawpaw.
Thunderfoot.
The Pawpaw Popper. When they're down by the whacking sapling. I was over by the whacking sapling, and I saw a firecrotch. So here, the guys are after the thunder tree. The thunder tree.
And that's a type of Bigfoot.
It's a type of Bigfoot. Or it's called Thunderfoot. I can't remember what it's called. It's thunder something. You ready?
Okay, yes.
Let's get right into it. These are four guys. They're a crew. They go around.
Is it three guys and a cameraman?
It's four guys and a cameraman or two.
Uh-huh.
And clearly a sound guy, too. Like, the sound is way too good to not have, like, sound. And I mean, there's probably craft services right behind those. They're not in the woods. They're in the parking lot of a CVS.
Also, here is a tip of wisdom that I learned in last week's episode, and that was do not put night goggles on during the day. It'll burn
your eyeballs out. That's right. Burn your eyes right out.
Who knew?
Lots of guys blind from that. What happened to your sight? I put night vision goggles on in the high noon. I was looking for firecrotch out in the Kentucky woods in west east Kentucky. West east Kentucky? In eastern west Kentucky. I was looking for the firecrotch. Uh-huh. And I got so scared I put my night vision goggles right on. Burned my eyes right out.
I know.
You ever seen Indiana Jones and the Lost Ark? Where they all melt. That's what happened to my eyeballs because I put night vision goggles on.
Oh, God. It's a good tip.
Here we go. We're looking for Thundercrotch or whatever it is.
We're in Blair County, Pennsylvania, and we're going after the Lightning Man and the Thunder Brothers.
Lightning Man and the Thunder Brothers.
Yeah.
Lightning Man and the Thunder Brothers. Which could mean three things.
I think I saw these guys play and then these guys opened up for Blues Traveler at Jazz Fest one time. Lightning Man and the Thunder Brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, Lightning Man and the Thunder Brothers. Man, those Thunder Brothers can play, can't they?
In the Native American folklore, the Lightning Man and the Thunder Brothers were known to come in these woods and run off the settler.
They come in the woods? That's because they're whacking near the sapling.
I don't see anything up here.
There it goes. Here he comes.
Stay with him.
Who did they catch? The Thunder Man?
Listen, I don't know. Lightning Man. Because, listen, the guy that's chasing him is 450 pounds wearing overalls. Now, I'm not making fun of the fact that the guy is big, but he cannot run that fast. He can't. You call someone Lightning Man and Thunder Brothers, and then you keep up with him? Stay with him. Grab him by the scrundle sack.
Lightning Man.
I've got him by the scrundle sack. Hang on, Bubba. He's got him by the scrundle sack. He caught the scrundle sack in his mouth. He's being dragged across the woods. Look at that. Oh, my God. He's got a scrundle sack by the mouth. I got a scrundle sack right in my mouth. Unfortunately, the cameraman was taking a break.
Right. Stay with him.
Yeah, the cameraman's taking a shit in the woods every time. Stay with him. Stay with him. He's Bigfoot. He's 17 feet tall. You can take one step and be 10 yards away. Stay with him. Meanwhile, Big Bubba hasn't traveled 2 feet in this entire 2-minute interaction. Poor guy.
There goes. Yes, you see him? It's up your way. I think he went right up that run, Buck. Man, that sucker could move. When we got too close to him, he busted out of there. I mean, fast. About like when you jump a rabbit out of a brush pile.
Because we've all been jumping rabbits out of brush piles lately.
Exactly.
Hey, Chrissy, what'd you do yesterday? I was jumping rabbits out of brush pile. What were you doing? I was chasing Thundercrotch down the creek. Okay, meanwhile, just think about this for 1 second. Anybody who's watching this and thinking this is real. If for 1 second these guys had actually seen and kept up with Thundercrotch and the Lightning Brothers or whatever,
yes.
Do you not think they would be the most famous people on the entirety
yes.
of Earth?
Yes.
If you had actually had a up close experience with
Bigfoot.
Yeah,
it would have been Bigfoot. Over like Time Magazine, yeah. New York Times, wherever, Fox News, any place.
These guys act like, you know.
That's non-political or religious.
That's right.
you found Thunder.
Everywhere. It would change the course man. Of history. We found a new species of man yes. that's 7 feet tall.
And hairy.
It's got a scrundle sack the size of watermelons.
And we call him Lightning.
Meanwhile,
man.
You're acting like, you know, like Nico out the back door. he's done. And he's too old. He's heading towards the street. Keep up with him. Get up with him. Don't let him go. Nico, I got you cornered. By the way, I took Nico to the vet today, and yes. I got stuck in the car with him, and I had to open every window. No. I was like, oh my God.
I noticed the odor when I got in the
car.
Yeah,
did you? Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's stuck with the car.
Did you see him?
No, I heard him.
I said right before that crit.
No, I heard him. That's why I was yelling, keep up with him.
Did you see him?
I heard him. What was he doing?
Picturing like a bolt of lightning and a harmonica.
And Bubba chasing him 400 pounds. Yeah, he's got a harmonica. Get your
Good luck.
They don't call me Lightning Brother
they don't
for
call
nothing.
Me Lightning forever. Meanwhile, let me pay you a solo from Blues Traveler's 7th album.
Let me pay for it. Blues Traveler. They used to stay at the Ritz. Now they stay at the Motel Sixes.
Rick, yeah, I think we ought to get down there and check it out.
Well, let's head up that way and see if we can find something.
Yeah, I think we should just go chase the Lightning Brothers and the Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
And I mean, what the fuck? Yeah, listen, if this really existed, if this was really happening, if this was really going on, you'd have the entirety of the United States Army behind you. And you'd all, I mean, scientists and, you know, trapping and, you know, there are people that can help with this, guys. Like, you don't need to do this on your own. Let's go check it out. Well, I just kept up with Thunder. I just kept up with Thunder Joe for about 7 miles. I was doing a 4-minute mile there for the first six. And I slowed down a little bit. You know how it goes.
I hope we didn't run and plumb out the country.
Hell
look where
yeah.
it cut through right here.
Oh,
look right
yeah.
here.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
This is some good bullshit we're feeding the camera
right,
now.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. Oh, that was good ad lib right there. Went off script. I love it. I love it. Good job, Bubba. You're no longer a rookie. You're now Private Bubba.
Yeah. Right to the creek.
Check that out.
Let's get down in here and take a look.
All right.
Be careful, guys. There's lots of stuff to slip on.
Meanwhile, the creek
be
is
careful,
the creek is the size of one of my shoes.
Okay.
When I say creek,
it's a
creek. Yeah, it doesn't even need two E's. It needs one I. It's a creek. It's like it's a trickling little stream, right? Be careful. You get washed away in a second down here. If you're not the Thunder Brothers.
Well, Thundercat. Just,
yeah, Thundercat, ho!
He just stepped over it.
Thunder Brothers.
Whatever was in that tree, the path it took leads right down to this creek. Bigfoot are known to use these waterways as travel routes.
It's the highway of the Thunder Brothers. It's I-70 Thunder.
Bigfoot is known to use these travel routes.
Yeah.
It's
like,
a stream.
Remember last time they were saying, oh, he's been running down the stream with the plum tree and eating the fruit.
Pawpaw.
Yeah, how did you know that? We heard from recent eyewitnesses that they've been known to use the creeks as travel routes. Travel routes where? Where are they going? The water plant? I mean, what's happening? And how do you know this? We got information. We've been playing Blues Traveler's Brothers records backwards.
That's right.
They use the creek as highway. Play it forward. I gotta save my tears. I'm paid up on a sand. I got some news for you. Play it backwards.
You, no,
Greg, you run forward. Bomb bomb trees. They like the bomb bomb trees. Go to the whacking sapling. Play it forward. The mountains win again. Play it backward. You fucking moron. Use the harmonica. And don't even get don't even get me started on old Stone Temple Pilots records.
Oh my god.
Don't even get me started on Shannon Hoon's solo project. It's all dedicated to the Fire Brothers and the Crotch Rockets.
I've definitely been through here, guys. Water's muddied up. Water on top of the rocks. Whoa, look at this, guys.
Holy wow.
We're working our way down this creek. All of a sudden, we come up on this huge tree. The bark's all skinned up on it like something's been beaten on it.
I'm just wondering if that sucker's hollow.
More than likely.
Well, look at all the holes on it.
Yeah. You know, that could very well be where that thunder's coming from if he's clanking on that right there with the big-ass rock. Think about that.
Think about that. Who are these guys, MacGyver? First of all, if you see the visuals, he run up on the tree, and there's like a little patch of bark taken off. And they're like, I think he's been banging a big old... What is Bigfoot doing banging rocks against trees? Boom. Me bored. Boom. Been traveling down creek for many days. Let me play favorite Blues Traveler song on rock and tree.
Yeah.
The mountains boom again.
Think about it. Yeah. Just think about it.
Just think about it. Come on, guys. Just common sense. Maybe he's been sticking his dick in that tree. You never know. This big thunder cock. The Lightning Brothers and Thundercock and the Lightning Brothers. It's a brand new porn movie by Destination America. Look at them fucking. By the way, how do they reproduce? Do we ever see any pregnant Bigfoots?
That'll make a big noise. Grab one of them big rocks right there and let's wail on it.
I've been trying to figure out how these Thunder Brothers are making this noise. But after finding this hollow tree, they very well could be beating on it and making a thunder sound.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is. I did a scientific experiment.
I mean, that is exactly what it is.
I want to say something. And I know I do this a lot too. Astrid pointed this out. But why is he yelling at the microphone? Bigfoot's been known to run down these creeks. The microphone's right there. You know, you can just talk into it. Second of all, if there really was, you know, Thundercock and the fire crotches or whatever's running around down there, why are you standing there? Why?
If they're recreating what they thought he did. And then in the background, they had the music that was like, boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Oh, that's exactly what it is. You can hear that for miles around.
You pick up the rock and do it.
Yeah. Gives a new definite. You do it. You try. Same sound. See? Told you. It's definitely Bigfoot. Yep. Definitely Bigfoot. Look at that piece of grass is wet. That's Bigfoot piss. How do I know? I taste it. You taste it. Tastes like mellow yellow. Ain't no mellow yellow in these parts. It's at least 2.5 miles before you get another QT. By the way, it gives new meaning to the word whacking tree, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. A rock.
That's just that going down through there.
After hitting the sycamore tree with a big rock, there's no doubt that's where this thunder noise is coming from. That noise will carry for miles. That's a thunder tree. This is right where Robert heard them making the thunder.
Right.
Bigfoot did that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Now we know a great place for Will and Bill to start looking to put a trap.
You bet.
Let's go pass the information along.
Let's go. And we just saw Bigfoot. Let's go pass the information along. Not the legitimate scientists, the police department, or the world authorities. Not the CIA. Let's go give it to Will and Bill, which, by the way, is the same name, Will and Bill.
Hey, you need to give it to people that are going to set a trap.
Yeah, they got to set a trap.
They've got to set that trap.
I mean, we could get them on camera and have proof.
Is this like a large mouse trap?
Kinda. Kinda. What we do is we put a speaker up there. We play some Blues Travelers. We throw some pawpaw. Yeah, that's right. We try to get him to the whacking tree to actually stick his dick in the whacking tree. And when he sticks his dick in the whacking tree, Bill just bites it. Ah, I got you, Bigfoot. Then we'll have the proof that we need.
Then we can alert the world.
That's right. When we have
DNA, alert the scientists.
When we have Bigfoot dick DNA on our mouths, then they'll know. Then they'll prove it.
See, think about it.
All that camera footage doesn't mean nothing. That's why we're not too worried about the camera footage. We've seen them a million times. Yeah. We've kept up with them. We've raced 40 yard dash. Me and Thunder Brothers have raced. We played some pickleball the other day, but until I got dick DNA, until I got scrundle sack right in my mouth, no one's gonna believe me.
No one's gonna believe it. Think about it. Just think about it.
It just makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, come on, you from the city, you don't understand. Grandma used to told me. She said, "Son, prove it with some dick in your mouth."
Yep.
Yeah. Once you have the dick in your mouth, then everybody knows it's true.
It's irrefutable.
Until then, it's just a bunch of backwoods bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear more?
Fake news. Yes.
Do you want to hear more?
Yes.
You got it. We got to hear more. Okay. Now they're after Firefoot. Are you ready? They're after the Scrundle brother, the Thunder Scrundle or whatever it is. The Thundle Scrundle. This is so much fun. I love this. I'm fearful that this is the new Frankie B.
I know.
So if you were enjoying you got a little old, thought Frankie B was a little old, you might get old. You might hate Bigfoot in the next couple of weeks because there are thousands of these episodes. Thousands. Seems like they make one every day. Here we go.
A
let's see if we can get up close to it and see if we can't get an eye on this thing.
Okay.
Let's move.
We're in Pendleton County, West Virginia, and we're going after the fire ape. The fire ape is a Bigfoot that was first spotted by the Native Americans over 300 years ago. When man stole fire from him, he got enraged, and he's been on a war path ever since.
Huh. Fire ape.
Yeah. I have patent on fire. You take my copyright. How dare you?
Fire ape.
Fire ape.
Wow.
Wait, now this is a ballsy interpretation of this. So wait.
The story goes.
Yeah, the story
the
goes.
Legend goes.
Legend goes.
There was a very tall animal that could walk. Going down the road?
And
path?
Talk and reason
uh-huh.
and have conversations.
And started fire. Right?
And started fire.
And
one day he showed the Indians. Uh-huh. He was like, you want to see him cool?
Yeah.
Come here. Okay. Patent pending. Patent pending.
Come over here.
Yeah. Let me show you. My patent foot attorney will come and kick your ass.
And then they stole it.
Then they stole it. Mm-hmm. Then he saw one day he was walking by the reservation. He's like, motherfucker, those guys stole my fire idea. What do I do now? I can't put it back in the box. Now everybody's using it. They're cooking meat. They got fireplaces. Look it out. Look at. I could have been rich and I could have been the Elon Musk of my day. But no, the Indians had to steal fire.
Uh-huh. Now I will get my revenge.
Now I'll have my revenge by turning myself red and running through the forest. Rawr! And by the way, I'm going to stay alive. I'm going to pass this anger on from generation to generation of fire feet.
I'm telling you, he was just right here.
Keep up with him.
There it is. There it is.
I got this.
Back. You all right?
Back. You all right?
Can we get down there to him?
I'm going. I don't know if we can or not, but I'm going.
I'm going into this 2.5 foot wide creek. I don't know if it's. I don't know how dangerous it is. To be in this puddle in the behind the CVS parking lot, but I'm going.
Get for it.
Yeah.
Go. Well, can we get to him?
Splish, splash. I don't know. Meanwhile, Buck's on the ground rolling around. I had him. I kept up with him for about a mile, and then all of a sudden, this creek jumped up on me. I almost drowned in this pool of discarded Mountain Dew cans and Little League piss. Thank God we didn't get another picture
Bucky.
Of him. Yeah, thank God the cameraman yet again failed to get a picture of him. This is crazy how the cameraman just keeps on moving the camera back and forth in between the woods. He can't manage to get one picture of Firecrotch running away.
I just caught a glimpse, Buck. You all right?
I fell.
Jeff seen something crouch down up on this point. As soon as we started working closer to it, it took off running, jumped across the creek, and I went in the creek. There's no doubt about it. This fire ape, he can scoot.
You all right?
There's no doubt of it. The most important thing about your entire interaction with Firecrotch was that he can move fast. Not that you saw him. Not that he was right there
he
when you jumped
scoot.
Up on him. Yeah, not that you had the balls to chase him down the river.
Yeah.
Or the crick, or whatever, but he can scoot.
He can scoot.
This is, I mean, this,
I don't know.
Guys, I'm telling you, they are making fun. If you are watching this and believing it, they are directly making fun of you. This is satire of the highest order. They are saying to themselves, let's see how ridiculous we can get before we turn you off.
I swallowed a big mouthful of water. Whew. As soon as you hollered, I looked and I seen it. It jumped across. I could hit one step in the creek, and then the next step was on that log, and then up and over.
Damn, that thing's quick as hell, Buck.
Damn, that thing's quick as hell. Hey, did we get a capture image of him?
No, sorry, guys. We didn't. I failed again. What do you say? Give me guys another chance.
I don't know. This is the 343rd episode, 339 of which we've seen Bigfoot. You haven't managed to capture one image of him.
I know, but I'm trying real hard. I'm just a little slow. I ain't as fast as Bubba here. I don't have the pure speed of 440 pounds moving behind me.
Okay, I guess we'll give you one more chance.
Yeah, one more.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I really need this job. You know, Betty's pregnant again. That's our fifth.
Well, I understand it's hard to be 17 with five children.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You know, the 1927 Ford F-150 needs a new tune-up. We're just struggling to buy formula and Mountain Dew for the little ones. We're just struggling to find Mountain Dew to feed our little ones. We're having to give them Dr. Pepper. It's real bad.
All right, one more chance.
One more.
But make sure you point the camera right behind Buck, because Buck seems to be the one who gets him every time. Every single episode.
Did they get Buck in the puddle?
Buck was in the water, and he came up, and he was a wet. He was a wet. But Firecrotch managed to jump clear across the creek.
He can scoot.
He can scoot. Man, I'll tell you what. When I go home tonight, that's what I'm going to tell my wife. I'm going to say, well, yep, we saw him again, but he was fast.
He can really scoot.
He can scoot. Coot, scoot, goot, and boogie.
This creature, it went across that creek in four steps. This thing's agile, and it's fast.
We've learned a couple things tonight, guys. One, we absolutely 100% know there's a Bigfoot here.
One.
The old 100%.
100%.
It's clear.
The last 256 interactions we've had with him that we haven't caught on camera, I was a little curious. You know, I do know that he eats pawpawed leaves. I know that he uses the creek as a highway. I know that he likes harmonica. Yeah. I know that he sticks his dick in the tumber tree, in the thunder tree. I know a lot about him. But tonight.
It's 100%.
When I learned that he could scoot.
The fire ape.
It's done. I saw him. It's a done deal. Fire ape 100% exists. And by the way, tune in next week when we will yet again find us another firefoot that we cannot say. Damn, Billy.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I'm really trying.
You know, Betty, we got four kids under the age of one. I don't understand it. I don't know how it happened. But we got four kids under the age of one. None of them twins, by the way. And they're all sucking on Betty's tits 24 hours a day. We done run her dry. It's hard to get Pizza Hut breadsticks every night for dinner when you don't have no money. And that maybe that's why I can't catch him. I got my mind on other stuff. I'm thinking about Betty Sue and the four young ones. And the one that's older, I forgot his name, but you know, he'll be a fire catcher too. We'll all be out here pretty soon for catching fire.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Two, he's a hunter and he's very intelligent. And you know what? Had we not flanked out the way we did, we may have been his next meal. Now we know.
Woo!
No, we're right in the heart of the fire apes territory. We got to get this information over to Willie and have him start working on a trap.
You must have hit pretty hard. That creek looks a little lower now.
Oh, wait, there's a joke coming. You can tell because the music changed.
Yeah,
you know what, Jeff? You're right.
Ooh. Ooh.
We learned two things tonight. First of all, this fire ape's still in the area. And second of all, Buck don't float.
Buck don't float.
Buck don't float. We learned two things on this extremely important scientific show. One, Bigfoot does exist. We've seen him. We touched him. I got a taste of his scrundlefoot right in my mouth. Number two, Buck don't float.
Two important discoveries.
I'm not sure which one Time Magazine's going to remember when they put me on the cover as the man of the year. But trust me, I'm going to get those two facts in one way or the other. All right, one more.
Whisper wolves. You ready? The whisper wolves. And smoke wolves. Excuse me, the smoke wolves. Smoke. I think whisper wolves is cool. But.
Definitely something going on. He don't want to meet us out here at nighttime.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Phil.
Today, we're getting ready to go meet with that landowner.
I'm not real convinced that he's going to be real open and honest with us about everything.
When it comes to this landowner, I'm not sure what to expect. He may not be real friendly either. All we know is that guy told us to meet him out there by that crazy-ass wall. 5 o'clock.
Hey, is this our guy up here?
At 5 o'clock. All I know is 5 o'clock's usually my drinking time.
So the wall.
A.M.
Let me set this up for you. A.M. That's right. A.M. We're going to catch smoke wolves. Meanwhile, I'm drinking fire water.
That's what you have to do.
Let me tell you what the wall is. The wall is not a wall. It's a art installation. That looks, it's got a, like a skeleton head of like a, you know, the scary skeleton heads, like the,
yes,
like the bull, the elongated scary skeleton heads, right? Yes. With devil horns on it, right? And then looks like skeleton wing bones. Like, so it's like, it's like a flying thing.
Okay.
It's all made of skeleton bones, right?
Uh-huh.
It's clearly been made manufactured in somebody's garage. And brought out there fresh. It's like shiny and everything and new, right? But they make it appear, they want it to seem like it's been out there forever. And now a guy who owns the land upon which this exists is a mysterious man who's been willing to meet them at 5 p.m. But he's a gnarly looking creature. Mm. Okay, just now I'm giving you some preface.
Well, right there he is.
Yeah.
Well, he looks like a... interesting feller. Holy shit.
Sure does, Bill.
Yeah. He's got a weapon on him. We just rolled up here on his...
A weapon, by the way, which is like a pocket knife. It's not a gun. Not an Uzi, not a chainsaw. It's a pocket knife stuck to the side of his belt.
Landowner, and he is one intimidate-looking son of a bitch.
Definitely a little creeped out right now.
He looks like he's a no bullshit person. He's got a giant-ass cowboy hat on. Sunglasses, a big old son of a bitch and Bowie knife.
He looks like a redneck Crocodile Dundee.
This man looks serious. No bullshit.
Have I convinced you yet? The script says right here, make him sound scary.
You the one we talked to on the CB?
I am.
Meanwhile, the only place in America where you're talking to somebody on the CB. You the one we talked to on the CB? Because we did this last week and we ended up at little Joey's house. He's about 7 years old. Turns out he was making fire crotch noises into the CB and we chased him all the way to his dad's house. We broke in there with guns and shot little Billy in the kneecap. Terrible incident. Terrible. Luckily, we bought our guns at the Airsoft convention.
Hang on, man. We explain ourselves for just 1 minute, okay, bro?
These guys follow us around whenever we're out investigating things.
What are you investigating?
Well, that's a good question that we're hoping you'll have an answer for.
What are you investigating? That's a good question.
That's a good question.
We've been asking ourselves that.
We've been asking ourselves that for 312 episodes. And so has Destination America, by the way. They said, you better come up with an answer this season. So these cameramen follow us around while we basically try to get our heads out of our
ass. You can tell us.
Yeah.
Where are we? What should we
be
investigating?
Well, we were investigating Bigfoot.
What day is it?
Billy can't seem to get his head on straight. Sorry, guys. I promise I'll do better next week. Billy has no sense of coordination, so we can't seem to get a picture of Bigfoot. But we know he exists.
So I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come meet us here. But I have to ask, are you holding your hand on your knife because you're nervous with us or nervous with these woods?
All the above.
Sure, well, I assure you none of us is armed.
Yep. I can assure you also that none of you is armed, with intelligence or otherwise. I can assure you none of us are very smart, so don't worry about it.
You're safe with
us. If you ever feel threatened, you can just come right at us, punch us in the nose. We wouldn't know the difference. That's what our daddies do.
We don't mean nobody no.
We've been chasing John Popper around East West Kentucky for about 4 years. We thought it was Bigfoot. We didn't realize it was Skinny John Popper. Poor guy. That's really hit some hard times. I guess no one wants to hear run around anymore. Can't even find a boner commercial to sell run around to. Why you want to give me the perfect boner medication commercial of having music if you ask me? But I don't know.
All right, man, we just want to find out what in your world this is all about. What we're dealing with up here.
Oh, what yeah. was that?
It's just the producers making scary noises.
God, it sounds like a bat crashing through a window.
When I watch this, I'm just imagining the people that are at home like, holy shit, did you hear that? Clearly there are whisper wolves hanging around. Get out of there, Buck. Get out of there. I wonder if they're going to die this episode.
I will say I'd have rather met somewhere else. This thing's pretty freaky.
Yeah, it puts fear in me.
It has purpose.
I figured it did have a purpose, but I'm kind of curious as of what its purpose is.
Well, let me give you a little history about this structure.
I take my Tinder pictures out here.
Yeah. This wall didn't always start like this. This wall was started in...
This wall was started about 12 days ago when you called and asked if I could manufacture it for the television show.
In my garage.
1927, year my dad was born. My grandfather started it with a honey locust post with some signs to keep people out. Over the years, folks didn't heed that warning. We've had to dress things up, so each generation's added a little something to it. And the purpose of it...
It's like a Christmas tree.
He dressed it up.
For smoke wolves.
...is to make you not want to go on that property.
Like a scarecrow. Ooh, what
the hell? Yeah. Like a scariest shitless crow. Yeah, that's right. Like a scared shitless crow, basically.
All that.
Yeah, what's over there?
Yeah. What is it? All total, I own just about 1,200 acres, but this 573 acres is a little different.
Why is that?
And this back here is known as no man's land.
No man's land.
No man's land. And they all repeat it. They're all like, no man's land. That is a scary thing to call someone. I've never heard that before. That scared the shit out of me.
No man's land.
I literally just took a number two in my overalls. No man's land gives you shivers right up the spine.
Never heard that.
That's the scariest thing I've ever heard. I don't know if I can continue to no man's land. It means no man shouldn't be there. Oh no. Might as well have called it Pirate's Cove or Danger Zone or Splash Park. I mean, You could have named it anything. The Magic Kingdom. No man's land. We call it no man's land. Be careful.
That's what we built this structure for. It's a warning sign. It says, stay the hell out of here. You think it's wall scary? Creatures on the other side of this, it'll put the fear of God right in you.
Boom.
Boom. Gunshot. What was that? I don't know, but it came from no man's land. I thought there was no man back there.
The creatures of the air.
There isn't. Yeah. We're going to do our own episode of this. These headphones are meant to put the fear of God in you, because on the other side is no man's studio.
No brain's land.
Yeah, no brain land. People with shit for brains, it's called shit for brains land. Because only people with shit for brains wonder why this stupid thing was erected.
Pow!
Yeah, pow! Gunshot!
Wonder how her DCP letters were erected.
It says stands for the Kraken Beyond. because right beyond, right back there, yonder, is a very scary creature, but we haven't seen him.
No, not yet.
People who go there don't come back. It's also weird. It's also weird. This goes on forever. Listen, I want to. You want to keep on going?
That is hilarious.
Okay, we got four. We got three more minutes. You want to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second. Oh no, I lost it. Oh no, I didn't. Hold on one second.
Well, there's a damn reason his grandfather put that honey locust post up there. That meant stay the hell out.
Or it was his whacking tree. We haven't figured it out.
A honey locust post? Yeah. I didn't know that was ominous.
I didn't know there was such thing as a honey locust.
This is something that we better keep in mind.
Well, I think that's why we're here. You said something about this on the radio, and you mentioned these smoke wolves. And we're trying to get to the bottom of what exactly they are. Is that what's back here?
I don't think you fellers know what you're messing with.
Question with a question, if you will. Yes. Is that what's back here?
If you want to get meta, I don't know. Do you? Well, I was hoping you could answer that. Can you? I don't know. What do you think about it? Right. Well, we think there's smoke wolves back there. Is there? I don't know. Have you ever seen a smoke wolf? Come on, man. Tell us, is there a smoke wolf back there? What does your mind tell you? Shit, I don't like this game. Can we go back there? I don't know. Can you? It's like your teacher used to say when you said, can I go to the bathroom? And your teacher said, I don't know. Can you? It's may you go to the bathroom. Thank you very much. Fucking English teachers always fucking with your head.
These creatures, they're massive. They stand this tall. They're coal black with eyes as red as the sun. Anything that goes into no man's land, a lot of times don't come back. These smoke wolves will take them out.
That's why they call them smoke wolves.
Or that hopefully they're going to go in there. Yeah, now of course. I'm dying to see.
Yeah, they're going to go in there, but you're not going to hear about it on this episode because, again, they end the episode and they just move on. It's like, we'll send this to Bill and Will for a trap. See you next week. See you next week on this episode of Almost Found Him. See you next week on Oops, Forgot to Get a Picture. Meanwhile, every person in the world has a high-speed, high-definition camera in their pocket.
Yes.
But old Buck and Bill and Joe can't manage to take it out and take a snap a photo of the smoke wolves so that we can all see that this is real. And I love how they, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy about this show, amongst all of the other things, is that when the guy says, people who go on that side, they never come back to tell. And then you're like, wouldn't you hear about that? Like, if there was some place in 573 acres in Kentucky where people went in, but they never came back out. Yeah. I mean, the Bermuda Triangle, there's been like six planes that have, and it's the most famous thing in the world.
Yeah.
But this 573 acres. Mm-hmm. The press don't even go in here.
That's right.
You don't even get
everybody
near.
Everybody keep out.
They don't talk about it because the smoke wolves will find you and they will kill you. Can I get my check for my day's worth of work now? This thing costs a lot of money. Hey, fellas, this thing costs a lot of money to build. You going to send my check in the mail? Don't worry, we got it in the mail. Bye-bye. Will and Bill will be by to bring you a check. Instead of a trap for the smoke wolves.
Will and Bill.
Meanwhile, I've never seen Will and Bill ever.
Or a trap? Have you seen any of the traps?
No. I'm sure they're there. We'll get to them. On another episode of Almost Got It.
Almost filmed
on
it.
Another episode of Didn't You See?
Another episode of Keep Up With It.
You didn't see? Keep up with it.
Boom.
Pull your camera out. Take a picture. Oh. You know what we should get into? We should get into ghost hunters.
Oh,
because they're just as fucking
bad.
Absolutely.
I went one time down to Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, me too. I've been the ghost walking tours.
We did the ghost tour at night in the cemetery.
Yeah.
And there were a couple people there that had out like the metal detector things, but they're ghost detectors.
Oh, the
with, like electrostatic things. They were out there. We were like, okay.
Is that like Ghostbusters where they have like the where they're checking for the electrolons or whatever? Yeah. Get out your protopon meter. And I noticed that like on those shows they've built them to look like the Ghostbusters things.
Yes.
They have like little wings that come up when they, you know. The energy in here is real high. Oh, just me, I'm cooking popcorn in the microwave.
Yes.
Shut up, Billy. Where did we get him? From Creature Features. He's a new cameraman. Hey, guys! I'm your new cameraman! Look, it's the ghost of Amelia Earhart! What? Where? Where were you, Billy? I don't know! I was cooking popcorn. I got a great shot of the microwave.
Oh, this is too funny.
The moment when it started to pop, I got great shots of that. If you need some B-roll of popcorn, let me know. I got fired because I couldn't get smoke wolves on tape. Three of the guys got eaten by smoke wolves, and unfortunately, I had the camera pointed down at the ground the whole time. Whole pack of smoke wolves showed up and ate the crew. I had it pointed on the ground. Oh, Billy. Meanwhile, Billy is the same name as the porn actor that was here a couple months ago.
It's true.
Oh, Billy. Billy's moving from job to job.
Yes, he's trying whatever he can.
I love this. We're going to get back into this. Trust me. We have struck on gold.
Yes.
It might not be as good as Frankie, but it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm. It's really funny.
TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can find all the show notes, read more about Christy and I, and watch all the videos, listen to all the audio right there from one place. Drop us a line, info@tcbpodcast.com, or you can 470-584-8449 it and send us a text message. Or a voicemail. Standard text messaging rates do apply. Send us your content ideas. Tell us how we're doing. We're giving away free swag over the next couple of months. T-shirts, mugs, hats, all kind of stuff. And we're going to send those into people who communicate with us. So, you know, send us some stuff.
We'll send you some stuff.
If we like it, we'll send you some stuff. There you go.
Yeah.
You want some free TCB swag. And there ain't a lot of it out there. So it's like limited edition. That's right. Meaning it'll last for a limited amount of time before it melts in your dryer. Only the finest for you. If you want your chance to win $500 in the month of July 2021, you got to go in June. You got two more weeks. Actually, up until July 4th, I think is what it is. Or July 7th. Whatever that Friday is, the first week, full week in July, that's when we're giving away the $500. So before that Wednesday, you need to go to Instagram at The Commercial Break. Leave a comment.
Sure, that's July 9th.
Oh, well, then July 9th. I've been saying July 7th. But July 9th, then you'll have till July 7th
to
drop a comment into the box or the post where we have the $500 giveaway. You get your gift card of choice, $500, if you do the following. Follow us, leave a comment, tag a friend. You can do that at YouTube also, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Okay, that's it. That's all I got for you. What else do you have?
That's it.
I love you.
I love you.
And to all of you, we say best to you and best to you, my
best
good friend.
Best to you.
Okay, until it's been a long day. Business meetings, smoke wolves, and Bigfoots. Okay, that's
love you
it.
Guys.
Until
right.
next time, we say bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.